And now presenting Insight, an inside look at food, health, and the environment, produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.
Hello, and welcome to Insight. I'm your host, Doug Randall. The goal of this series is to provide you with insights into the impacts of research and collaborations occurring at MU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. With me today is Laura McCann. Laura is a professor of agricultural and applied economics. Laura, I understand that your research is mostly related to behavioral economics. Can you explain to our listeners what that might entail?
Behavioral economics is sort of a combination of economics and psychology that provides additional insights that help people understand individual decision making.
I understand that you did a study on toilet use. What can you tell us about this?
So toilets in the U.S. work by pushing a handle down. So the hypothesis that my graduate student Jade Arocha and I had was that this would also be the default behavior for dual flush toilets. We conducted an experiment involving the new dual flush toilets that were installed in Columbia's City Hall building. So these toilets were designed by the Sloan Company, and you push down for a full flush of 1.6 gallons for number two, and you pull up for a number one flush, which uses about half that amount of water. The MU Engineering Lab designed these really cool flush counting sensors for us. Jade went down there every day and downloaded the data. According to Sloan, 67% of flushes would be up flushes, but only 26.6% of the flushes were. So people were using the toilets incorrectly.
So in light of those results, would you recommend that the listeners try the dual flush toilet, given that they can conserve more water if they use it correctly?
I certainly wouldn't recommend it for public restrooms. And I also, for individual listeners, I would not retrofit an existing toilet with an aftermarket dual flush mechanism, since the whole bowl has to be redesigned to work well with less water. So what I would recommend is that people buy one of the new low flow toilets, which only uses about 1.3 gallons per flush.
So what made you get into this type of research?
I was at a conference about 8 years ago in Portland, Oregon, and I went into this public restroom. It was just a really stupid design, and it was so stupid that it sort of made me angry. And so that's kind of the root of this research project. And the other thing is I knew that dual flush toilets could be designed to be more intuitive, because I'd lived in Australia for a while where dual flush toilets were invented. They have, you know, very obvious buttons on top of the toilet that you pick one or the other. And I would say that the bigger issue from this research is that how people actually behave needs to be incorporated into the design process. Findings from behavioral economics can help in improving design of fixtures as well as all kinds of situations. The other issue is that many items are designed by men but used by women. So designers need to know their users.
So that is our time today. I'd like to thank Laura McCann for being our guest.
And thank you for inviting me.
For Insight, I'm Doug Randall. For more information on this topic or to listen to this interview again, please visit kafnernews.com. That's CAFNRnews.com. And thank you for joining us today.
Insight is a special feature produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.